Amen. That was a popular song this week in the junior class. Amen. We let them take turns singing, and they love singing that song. Amen. And although, never mind. I'm going to be nice tonight. I'm going to be nice. Been gone for a few days. I'll be nice. Amen. Watch out tomorrow, though, okay? Amen. Book of 1 Thessalonians. Chapter 5. Amen. This week, I was with Brother Ralston and Brother Jerry Pascarella. And I enjoyed being with them. And coincidentally, on the first evening, they have us, me and Brother Ralston testifying in the service in the first evening. Me and him were immediately on the same page the first night in our testimony. And talking afterwards, all three of us, Brother Pascarella, myself, and Brother Ralston, have all been preaching on the coming of the Lord. Amen. Because I believe the Lord is coming. I believe the Lord is coming. And one morning, Brother Ralston took the morning service and preached to the senior class about the rapture of the church and the coming of the Lord. And we was talking before he had spoke there, but when we were kids, when we were teenagers, that would be me and Sister Ruth, okay? Me and Sister Ruth, which would have been... Okay, almost 30 years ago, all right? But that was the theme of every camp, was the coming of the Lord. It was the rapture of the church. It really was. It was the Lord's coming. The theme song for our camps when we were teenagers, it was, "I'll see you in the rapture." Remember that, Sister Sandy? You were in that group. Amen. "I'll see you in the rapture." That was the theme song for our youth camps many times. I mean, we'd sing that so much. And now, man, that song, you know, believe me, it's not on the top 40. It's not. Hey, man, that song's in the archives somewhere. And it's way, way out there. But you know what? Don't change back. The Lord's coming soon. But I think it, people need to be reminded, and it needs to be impressed upon us, that the Lord is coming. Man, it makes a difference how you live if you think the Lord's coming. It makes a difference, amen, on what you do and how you feel about things when the Lord's coming. But also, when you know that the Lord is coming soon, amen, it should make you look around and see, amen, things going on around you. It makes you become more aware of the signs of the times and more aware of what is happening in the world around us today. Let me tell you, you know, if you ever get looking in Bible prophecy, read the book of Revelation, read Daniel, and try to find America somewhere in there. Where does it say the great United States? Don't really come out and say that, does it? Don't really come. Where do we fit? Where do we fit? I'll tell you what. Amen. There's some great opinions about that. But I'll tell you what, I believe that God had a purpose in placing America in its time. Amen. And I believe it was to evangelize the world. Amen. His purpose to evangelize the world. And if God's anointed and prospered and blessed America, and I believe it's for the purpose of evangelizing the world. But, you know, when the Lord comes, amen, America, amen, this nation that was a godly nation, a Christian nation, man, slowly is losing that. Amen. I tell you, I fear for our country sometimes, don't you? Yeah. Amen. The Lord's coming soon. The Lord's coming soon. I want to be looking for Him. Man, we're going to talk about some things here, but I want us to look at these verses that we've been reading with. And remember what we had talked on Sunday night from verse 19, "Quench not the Spirit." In the last days, hey man, you need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. No doubt about it. We need to be filled with the Holy Ghost. I want you to look at verse 20 with me. We'll begin reading there. "Despise not prophesyings. prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Let me look at that one more time. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. Amen. Despise not prophesyings. The word despise there is a word that is used to hold in contempt. To hold in contempt. And that, or to show contempt towards prophesyings. When we talk about prophesyings, we're not referring to forecasting of the future, but we're talking about the preaching. Preaching. Man, the inspired preaching of God. And when there's in the last days, I believe there is going to be, amen, a shortage of the Word of God being preached.
Yes, amen.
A shortage of the Word of God. Amen. The Bible tells us that they will not endure a sound doctrine.
Right.
They will not endure, they'll have itchy ears, but they will not endure sound doctrine, but turn away, amen, to fables and to turn away unto all kinds of things like that. And I believe that's the day we're living in. We're living in the day where people, they don't want a preacher. They don't want to hear the inspired preaching. They don't want to hear Holy Ghost preaching. Let me just tell you just real quick. Holy Ghost preaching is what? Convicts the sinner. Holy Ghost preaching is when the Word of God goes forth to convict hearts, to change people. The preaching is meant to make people a little bit uncomfortable. You know that? Preaching is to stir us. It is to bring ourselves into question. It should be to correct us. It should be to challenge us. But people today, that they really don't want preaching. And today, many of our churches and our people that attend churches really do not want to hear preaching. Don't want to hear preaching. They want to hear teaching. They want to hear, you know, self-help stuff and all this kind of stuff. Joel Osteen is in one of the largest churches in the United States, in Houston, Texas, at the Lakewood Church there in Houston, Texas. His message and his preaching is never, never about challenging somebody to turn away from sin or to quit sinning, but it's always on how you can be better. You know what? Taking your obstacles and making them a ladder to success. Taking your downfalls can be your uprisings. You know, he's always talking about how that you can go on and you can make it, you can become something, rah, rah, rah. It's all pat yourself on the back. You're good. You can do it. And that's all it's all about. It's not talking about Jesus. It's not talking about what he did for us on the cross. It's not talking about the crucifixion. It's not talking about our need for Jesus in our life. Amen. But it's all about improving ourselves and making ourselves a success. No wonder he packs out his church. No wonder he packs out his church. Amen. Same way with Saddleback Church. Rick Warren. By the way, just recently, I think I sold a book to Rick Warren. Isn't that kind of fascinating? I sold a book on the internet, and it was Rick Warren. Amen. Rick Warren from California. And I looked his address up on the map, and it's just down the street from Saddleback Church. So I'm thinking maybe it might have been the Rick Warren. I was kind of hoping it was, because it was a book by R.A. Torrey. And the title of the book is Back to the Scripture. Amen. And I thought, you know what? That's what he needs. He needs a book on getting back to the Scripture. Amen. He needs to get back to the Scripture and get back to the Word of God. Amen. Get back to what's right. Amen. But we're living a day when people do not want to hear the Word of God. They don't want to hear, thus saith the word of the Lord. They don't want somebody to just come down and really come down close to where they are living. Nobody wants to hear the Word of God that challenges, that pricks their heart, that convicts them. We're living in that day and in that age, and you see it all around us. all around us. Churches that are building and massive churches that are growing. And they're growing not because of the preaching of the Word of God, but they're building because of a program, because of a small group, because they grow and you go and you got this one for alcoholics, you got this class for those that's battling other addictions, you got this class for marriages that's falling apart, you got this class, amen, that's there for, recovering those that's recovering from abuse. You've got this class that's dealing with this thing and that thing. They've even got a singles class, young ladies. I mean, they've got everything for it to fit the mold of what you might be looking for. But when it comes down to hearing the word of the Lord, hearing the word of God, amen, that's non-existent. When we was in Vandalia, Ohio there, the church up the road from us, Gingenberg's United Methodist Church, at that time was one of the fastest growing churches in America. Started in just a little bitty building. Man, he grew, built a huge multi-million dollar complex up there. And I mean, just a huge place. When we went there, Nathan went to daycare there. I think might have both of them, preschool. Went to preschool there. And so we dropped it off. Then they had his graduation in their sanctuary. This is a church of thousands of people. And their sanctuary is just a little bit bigger than ours. I'm thinking, no, I'm not real smart, but I know you're not getting thousands of people in that little room. I know that. And when we inquired about this, very rarely do we ever have anything. It's all in the classrooms. They're not hearing the word of God. It's not about the Word of God. We're living in the day when people are having itching ears. They do not want to hear the Word of God, and thus saith the Lord. Amen. They don't want to hear the Scripture. Amen. What they want to hear is how to be better, how their life can be better. They want to hear prosperity. Let me tell you, we're living in a day when the Word of God, amen, is being watered down in the last days. I believe it's a sign of the coming of the Lord. I believe it's a sign of the coming of the Lord. You know, the Bible says that in the last days that there'll be seducing spirits that'll come. Man, that in the last days there's going to be false prophets, false teachers. Man, that there's going to be those coming and they're going to say anything and everything. And people that are just flocking to it, leaving their Bible-based churches and flocking after the big name evangelists and the big name speakers, and they're going after the churches that don't teach the word of God. We're living in the last days. You can talk to people that go to these big churches and quiz them on the word of God. They don't know the Bible. They don't know the Bible. They're not preached to from the word of God. And I preach to you from the word of God. Amen. Despise not prophesyings. Man, I believe that in the last days we're seeing a contempt for the preaching of the word of God. I'll tell you what, I believe it plays the role. The Bible tells us that God chose the foolishness of preaching. Chose the foolishness of preaching. You see, man, it's so uncouth. It's so uncivilized. It's so out of the ordinary. But that is the message and the method that God has chosen to reach the world with the gospel.
Yes, it is.
Amen. Amen. Despise not prophesying.
Right.
We're living a day when people just do not want to heed to the word of God.
No.
Right. If you got your Bibles, why don't you flip over with me to a few places if you would. Let's look at the book of 2 Peter, chapter 2, and let me read to you these few verses, okay? Verse 1, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privately shall bring in damnable heresies. Listen to these things, okay? Even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. And many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not. Amen. Boy, I'll tell you, is that not where we're living? Is that not where we're living? Amen. Even denying the Lord that bought them? Even denying the Lord that bought them. Amen. Let's look, if you would. Amen. Look over into the book of 2 Timothy. Verse 3, chapter 4 and verse 3. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, and they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things. Endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. Notice what it said there. Amen. That they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lusts shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears, turning their ears away from the truth.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. You see, that in the last days, I believe there's going to be a great falling away of the Word of God, and those to hear the message of the gospel, they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear the preaching of the word. Book of Acts chapter 20 and verse 29. For I know this, that after my departing shall grievous wolves enter in among you, not sparing the flock. Also of your own selves shall men arise, speaking perverse things, to draw away disciples after them. Amen. We're living in the day when people, amen, don't want to hear the Word of God. Man, they don't want to hear the preaching of the Word of God. Notice what in the 2 Thessalonians, when we was reading there to you, 2 Thessalonians, let me get back over there. He said, despise not prophesying. Then he goes on to say, prove all things. Prove all things. Understand this, that in the last days, not everybody that says they are a minister of the gospel will be speaking the truth. Not everybody that says that they have a ministry is speaking truth. And sometimes if you're not careful, you are listening, but you are not really listening to what they're saying. And if you'd really just stop and listen to what they're saying, you would say, you know what? I don't think that's in the Bible. I don't think that's truth. I really don't. You know what? Many people, there's so many versions of the Bible. You could about make your Bible say anything you want to say. There's so many versions. You can get it, maybe I should say perversions of the Bible. You can get it to say about anything you want to say. In the last days, in these days when people are turning away from the Word of God, just because somebody has a 501c3 ministry does not mean that they're speaking truth. And just because they're on the television, just because they're on the radio, just because they're on TVN, does not mean they're speaking the truth. That's right. I don't care how big of a building or complex that they have on the west side of the Mississippi. Amen. That don't mean they're speaking the truth. Oh, but the Lord's blessing their ministry, man. The Lord is blessing them. I mean, they got so much coming in. They're growing. They're doing this and this and this. And they're doing this overseas. And they're doing this here. Listen, amen. Look at the message of the gospel. Look at the message of the gospel. Are they speaking the word of God? Well, they're quoting scripture. I don't care, but are they speaking it in truth? Are they speaking it in truth? Man, there's so many, today we have so many huge ministries. People that, I mean, they're flying around in their chartered planes. They've got millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. They've got books all over the place. Walmart sells them. I mean, everybody sells them. See them everywhere you go. You see their books, and they've got hundreds of books out. But does that mean it's the truth? Is it the Word of God? Is it the Word of God? Prove all things. Prove all things. When you hear the message of the Word of God, get your Bible out. Prove all things. Everything must stand up to the test of the Bible. Everything that you accept must stand up to the test of the Word of God. If it don't line up to the Word of God, amen, cast it out. Cast it out. Prove all things. Prove all things. You need to have a Bible filter on your ears. Amen. That when you hear the message that's preached today, amen, that it's filtered through the Word of God, amen, and that you prove it against the Scripture. Prove it against the Scripture. Listen, you don't always have to come up with something new. The Bible has been around for a long time. But it seems like nowadays they're in a competition from one ministry to the other on who can come up with the newest and the latest idea. Let me tell you, if God wanted us to know, amen, something out of the Scripture, I'm sure He would have already shared it with us. Let me tell you, there's not a lot of hidden things in the Bible.
No. Right.
Come on.
Right.
There are no hidden, deep doctrines in the Bible.
Right.
I believe God gave the Word and He made it plain. Amen. And inspired by the Holy Ghost. Amen. You don't have to have somebody in Tulsa, Oklahoma. You don't have to have somebody from Georgia. You don't have to have somebody from Florida. You don't have to have somebody from Texas or Washington or California. I mean, decipher this. You know, that's like a Catholic church. They thought the priest was the only one that could understand the Word of God. We're getting to the point where they're competing against each other. Trying to come up with the latest and the most, you know, craziest stuff. Amen. You know what? It's old-fashioned gospel. Amen. Jesus died on a cross to save the lost. Died, was buried in the tomb, was laid there for 3 days, rose again. Amen. Ascended to the Father, and He's sitting at the right hand of the throne of God. You know what? We don't need to improve on that. We don't need to improve on that. He is coming again. He is coming again. He was pure. He was holy. He was spotless. He was without sin. We don't need to improve on that. Amen. That's right, Sister Campbell. We can't. Why try? Why try? But we're living in a day, amen, where people, where ministries and preachers, amen, are polluting the message of the gospel. Let me just share a few with you. Number one, Carlton Pearson, the doctrine of inclusion. Carlton Pearson out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. Out of the clear blue one day, he decides that everybody's going to heaven. Everybody. No matter who you are. And that's what he said. It don't matter. No matter what you believe. No matter what you know, if you don't believe in Jesus, that's all right. Everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven. You know what happened? Man, when he came out with that, I think he thought he was going to grow his ministry. His church emptied. He don't have nothing anymore. Because he came up with this crazy idea that everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's just going to heaven. All we need to do is all get together on this. Come together and understand we're all going to go to heaven. Let me tell you, that doctrine of inclusion, amen, it is of the devil. Amen, there is only one way. There is only one door. Amen, it's Jesus Christ. If anybody goes in any other way, they are the same as a thief and a robber. Amen, it's only through one door, Jesus Christ. Man, the doctrine of inclusion, let me tell you, that's something that's very popular today. Nobody wants to exclude anybody. And I believe it's looking to the last days, to the time of the tribulation. Amen. To an ecumenical church where everybody comes together. And let me tell you, you know what the holdup is? In the ecumenical church, it's evangelicals. Evangelicals. It's people like us. And say, you know what? I'm sorry, Jesus, and it's only Jesus. Well, let me tell you, when all the people that believe in Jesus Christ are taken out of this world, amen, there's not going to be anybody that's going to be a hindrance to the ecumenical church. But I believe that's what the push is bringing everybody together. Bringing everybody together. And we see it all around us today.
And man, the push to include everybody, and everybody's all together. Man, you may see something a little bit different than I see it, man. You may not believe just like I believe. Let me tell you what, if you don't believe in Jesus Christ as the Son of God, if you do not believe that through the blood of Jesus Christ we are saved, if you do not believe that Jesus is the only way to heaven, amen, I'm sorry, we've got some big differences. Man, that's Bible. There is no doctrine of inclusion. No. Amen. You know what? There's an attack upon the atonement of Christ. Let me read this to you. I won't read the name of the individual that said this, but they're all big time evangelists. Jesus had to go through that same spiritual death in order to pay the price. Now, it wasn't the physical death on the cross that paid the price for sin. Because if it had been any prophet of God that had died for the last couple of thousand years before, that could have paid that price. It wasn't physical death. Anybody could do that. Man. No, not anybody could pay the price. Not anybody dying. Amen. It had to be the Son of God. It had to be Jesus. Pure, sinless blood. Amen. It was only through Jesus Christ. Amen. When we start diluting the atoning power of Jesus Christ, you know what we do? We start making, well, if, you know what? If anybody could have done it, anybody can do it, and somebody did do it. Amen. So here we are, back to that doctrine of inclusion again. Amen. But it's only through Jesus Christ. He was the only one that could die to save us from our sin. No other man was ever holy enough. No other man was pure enough. No other man was without sin. Only Jesus Christ was without sin. Only. Prove all things. Prove all things. Prove all things. Man, I'll tell you, the last days, it's all about money, isn't it? This evangelist said, what do you need? Start creating it. Start speaking about it. Start speaking it into being. Speak to your billfold. Say, you big, thick, billfold, full of money. Speak to your checkbook. Say, you checkbook, you. You've never been so prosperous since I owned you. You're just jammed full of money, and you're going to write a lot of bad checks. Be full, be thick. Come on. That's a bunch of silliness. But that's the message that they're trying to preach to the world. Amen. That we control our destiny, that we control our future, that we are little gods, and we can speak it all into existence. And whatever we say is, you know, is God speaking. Let me tell you, that's not the Word of God. That's what I believe, that God can bless the people of God. I believe in the prosperity of God's people. But I'm telling you what, it's only by the grace of God, amen, that we have anything that we have. Amen. It's only by His blessings. And we give Him the praise, we give Him the thanks for it. Amen. If you're poor, it don't mean that you're not a child of God. Amen. If your billfold looks like mine. If your billfold looks like mine, amen. If your billfold looks like mine, don't mean that you're not living for God. Amen. Don't mean you're. I'll tell you what, there are people much poorer than us, amen, that God has saved and delivered. Amen. You go to third world countries, they don't have nothing, but they've been saved and been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Amen. You're going to tell me they're not saved? Man, they're living in a grass hut with a dirt floor, but they got the power of God. Amen. 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 Prove all things. Amen. Prove all things. Right. Amen. I tell you what, we was listening to a preacher one evening, and he is talking about money. He said, what you need to do is right now, you need to send me this month's mortgage payment. Send me this month's mortgage payment, and God is going to pay off your mortgage. And that is not a joke. Send in this month's mortgage payment. I guarantee you, when they come to foreclose on your house and you write them saying, hey, they're taking my house. Hey, man, you're never going to hear nothing from him. Hey, man, let me tell you. prove all things.
That's right.
Prove all things.
Amen.
Amen. Another doctrine that's being promoted today is that men are a god, that we are man as a god. Amen. The Spirit of God, I'm quoting another evangelist. The Spirit of God declared in the earth today what the eternal purpose of God has been through the ages, that He is duplicating Himself in the earth. Did you know that from the beginning of time, the whole purpose of God was to reproduce Himself? And when we stand up here, brother, you're not looking at this man. You're looking at God. You're looking at Jesus. He said that. Now let me tell you, man, that's false doctrine. There is only one God. Amen. He's not trying to duplicate Himself. Amen. The only counterfeit that there is the Antichrist. The only counterfeit of Christ is the Antichrist. And if it's not Christ, it's of the devil. Amen. There is one God only. He is sovereign. He is above all. We're living in the last days when there's all kinds, amen, of this kind of nonsense going on. Amen. Prove all things.
Amen.
Prove all things.
Right.
Amen. Kind of gets sick, don't it? This man said, you don't have a God in you. You are one. Now, these are big name preachers. These are big name preachers, all right? You don't have a God in you. You are one. That's crazy. It's false doctrine. We're living in the last days. And the more you see this, amen, it tells me we're in the final hours. The more of this stuff that you hear, amen, the more attacks upon the deity of Christ. Amen. One of these new things that's going around is that Christ had to be born again. No. Jesus Christ did not have to be born again. Amen. I have to be born again. But Jesus Christ did not have to be born again. He's the Savior of the world. Amen. He died a sinless, amen, sacrifice upon the cross. Amen. And there are so many attacks upon the deity of Christ. Everything pulling Jesus down lower. Amen. It's a sign of the end times. Amen. Because in the last days, there's going to be an antichrist. Amen. There's going to be one that's going to be compared to Christ. And let me tell you, amen, it seems like it's the work of Satan to totally bring down Jesus Christ and His deity. Amen, Jesus Christ was sinless. He died on the cross without sin. Without sin. And church, we're living in the last days. Prove all things. Now I want you to notice, to despise not prophesying, prove all things. Prove all things. Put everything to the test. Then he said, hold fast that which is good.
Right.
Not all preaching and not all ministers of the gospel are bad.
Amen.
Not all are preaching heresy.
Right.
Not all are of the devil.
Right.
But prove all things. Don't get contemptible about preaching. Amen. Don't show contempt towards the message of God. Amen. But prove all things. Amen. Let me tell you, we're not dummies. We're not dummies. God is, we're not some ignorant fools. Amen. That's running around as Rush Limbaugh calls us, skulls full of mush. Amen. That's not what we are. But let me tell you, you should be able to listen and hear the word of God and know its truth. And know the truth. Amen. The Bible tells us in the last days that they will believe a lie. It tells us in the last days the very elect will be deceived. The very elect. I'll tell you, it's the last days. The very last days. I'm asking you tonight, are we not living there? Amen. Paul was telling them, look, the Lord's coming. He's coming like a thief in the night. Amen. Don't be sleeping. Don't be sleeping. But be watchful. Be sober. Amen. Be praying. Amen. Be rejoicing. Amen. Be thankful. Be filled with the Spirit. Amen. He's encouraging them. It's the last days. Amen. The Lord is coming. And I believe He is coming. Amen. But He's also telling them, watch out. In the last days, don't get contemptible about preaching. Amen. But prove all things. Prove all things. Hold on to those things that are good. Abstain from the very appearance of evil. Amen. That the very God of peace may sanctify you wholly. Let me tell you, church, we're living in the last days. We're living in the last days. Amen. Don't believe everybody that has a radio broadcast. Don't believe every tape you hear. Amen. But take it to the Word of God. Let me tell you. When I was reading some of these things, and this one man, he said, God was talking to me. God spoke to me. He said, I want you to throw your tradition. I want you to throw your tradition away right now because you're not going to, I want you to hear what I'm going to say. And as soon as they say that, let me tell you, when they say throw tradition away, they're trying to pull something over on you here. Amen. Hold to the Word of God. Hold to the Word of God. Prove all things in these last days. Would you stand with me? But Brother Brim, they must be telling the truth. Their church building is full. They've got three services on Sunday. They're running thousands and thousands of people. They must have something. No, they don't. No, they don't.
That's right.
Amen. They're teaching false doctrine. But they've got millions of dollars, people sending them all kinds of money.
Right.
It must be working. It must be working. You know what? There's a lot of people in this world that are deceived by the enemy.
Amen.
I encourage you. You know, and I don't know what you do with your money. But tell you what, I'd pray about it before I sent any money to anybody. Man, I'd search it out. Because the last thing I'd want to do is send my money somewhere that was teaching heresy. That's right. That they'd use $1 of my money to promote something that was not truth. Hallelujah. But I believe in the last days the Word of God is still true. Let me tell you, that the Word of God is going to stand. The Word of God is going to stand throughout the ages. It don't have to be altered. It don't have to be changed. It don't have to be improved upon. It is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Why don't we just lift our hands and let's thank God for His Word today. Hallelujah. Thank you, God, for Your Word. God, it's unchangeable. God, it's everlasting. Lord, it endures to all generations. God, the Word of God is true. Hallelujah. God, I give You glory and I give You praise now. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus, for Your Word. God, let Your Word be true. God, and every man a liar. But God, Your Word stands true, Lord Jesus. Your Word stands true. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Sing this chorus.
Preach the Word. Preach the cross. Preach salvation to the lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed. Gospel of His name, till everyone has heard. Preach the Word, oh, preach the Word. Preach the cross, preach salvation to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice ashamed of the gospel of His name, till everyone has heard.
is true. Amen. Let's come and let's ask God to help us in these last days. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, God, we praise you. Thank you.